Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. 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 It'd be time for VeggieTales.
You think I can borrow that sweater sometime?
No. Family heirloom.
Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome to
VeggieTales on TV. I really like that part about being on TV. We always wanted to be on TV, and now we are.
Right, and we're going to show you the second half of Mo and the Big Exit. So sit back and watch what happened last time.
To tell the story of the Lone Stranger, you got to start with the first big hero of Dodgeball City. That'd be Little Joe. Well, after Little Joe and his brothers passed, their descendants multiplied like prairie dogs until the new mayor and the people of the town started to worry that they'd be overrun. So they set taskmasters over the sons of Little Joe to afflict them with heavy burdens and keep them down. But God had his eye on one special boy he was going to use to turn this whole mess around.
I know. I'll name you Mo. It's Indian for looking for gold and finding a baby.
God told Mo he had a job for him to do. God told him that he had heard the cries of Little Joe's family and that he was sending Mo to go to the mayor and demand he let them leave. So Mo headed back to Dodgeball City to follow God's plan. Now y'all sit tight to see how things turn out.
Deliver us, please.
You good at public speaking? Do you ever have to use the imagine everyone in their underwear trick?
Mo!
Shh! How did you know my name?
Well, I'm Aaron, your brother!
What are you talking about? You're not a zucchini! Wait a minute! You're my brother! That's right! I was adopted.
Plus, your wanted poster is still up all over town. Anyone within 100 miles of here knows your name. You'd better keep that mask on. I didn't recognize you with the mask, which is good. The mayor still has it in for you.
Mo told Aaron everything God had sent him to say and about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform.
So, I do the talking, you do the thing with the stick, God does the rest, and we all go free?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I won't have to sell rubber tomahawks anymore?
Not unless you want to.
I'm in!
Don't you get bored out here?
Oh, dreadfully. But it beats working in the canyon. You know, my sensitive skin, it doesn't hold up.
Looky there!
Huh? Well, help me!
This can't be good.
Who is
well,
that?
Well, he ain't wearing black.
Hope you don't get that hat dirty.
Well,
that buffalo looks mean.
Can you tell he's
not a little buffalo? You don't see those
I've never seen him before.
Behind him? I've seen him somewhere.
Isn't that the rubber tomahawk guy?
Well, don't that beat all.
Heavens. Who is that masked man?
He must be a stranger.
I'm sorry, I had to...
Yes?
Wait a minute. You're that worker who sells souvenirs outside of town, aren't you? Isn't that boring?
Eh, beats the canyon.
Huh. Who's this stranger? He come with you, or did he come alone?
Yes. He's the lone stranger.
The lone stranger, eh? You know how to talk, stranger?
He's a bit shy. He prefers to have me speak for him.
You forget to buy a backbone with that new cowboy hat, stranger? Well, what do you want? I don't have all day.
Ahem. This is what the Lord God says. Let my people go.
What's that?
Let us go. Set us free. We want to leave. No more digging and stacking and selling rubber tomahawks. Adios, amigo.
Let you go?
God said so.
Yeah, well, we'll just see what the mayor has to say about... Oh, sorry.
What is it?
He's only hauling 20 wheelbarrows an hour.
I'm old.
30's the minimum.
I can't do 30. I'm 80.
30's the minimum.
Oh, you drive 30 at my age, you ungrateful.
That's enough. You heard the guard. The rule is 30. If you can't do 30, it's up the river.
No. Please.
Take him away.
Hold this.
But the plan!
Nobody draws a dodgeball in the mayor's office but me.
You want me to let you go, eh? Well, how's this? 60 barrels an hour, and that goes for everyone. And you're gonna dig without shovels or picks to boot.
How are we gonna do that?
You figure it out. And you can go back and tell your people you just made their lives even more miserable. Now get back to work.
What?
Needless to say, Mo and Aaron's first meeting with the mayor did not go well. And not only did they not get their request granted, but the mayor more than doubled the workload for everyone. And in case you're wondering, the children of Little Joe were none too appreciative.
So, that mask guy's name is the Lone Stranger. He's the one to thank for this?
He's the biggest goofball to come around here since that mole guy. Remember him?
That guy was a piece of work!
Let's go home, Zippy. I'm just making it worse. I don't know what I was thinking.
What are you doing? You can't leave now.
But have you seen what I've done? They're better off without me.
That's true.
Huh?
But that's the whole point. When you just rely on yourself, on your own strength. I do the talking, you do the thing with the stick, and God does the rest. That was the plan, remember? God's plan.
Well, I guess I did kind of blow it in there.
Kinda? And if I'm not mistaken, that's not the only time you've gotten yourself into trouble with a dodgeball.
But that was a long time ago, and only because I was trying to help.
All your life, you wanted to be strong. But what God has called you to do here is far beyond your own strength.
So I can't do this on my own. I can only do this if I let God do this.
La-ta-da-ta-da, when the earth was born, who lit the light in the dark?
God did.
That's right.
When the rain came down, who drew the plans for an ark?
God did.
Uh-huh. Precisely. And in case you ever wondered, when old Abe turned 100, who took the reins and gave him diapers to change?
God did.
Exactly. And when the...
All right, I get your point. It isn't my strength that's going to help my people. It's God's. And since God called me to do this, he'll supply the strength I need. I'm gonna stick to the plan!
So, Mo and Aaron headed back to Dodgeball City to follow God's plan.
I've got two more verses.
Now y'all sit tight to see how things turn out.
Great-granddad loves his little coochie-coochie-coo. Your mama's gonna be back soon, you cutie-goody-goody-goody. Who's your favorite great-granddad?
Who's gonna be the mayor someday? Who's gonna hoochie hoochie?
What do you want?
We've come back to assure you that God means business.
What's that supposed to mean?
If you do not set the workers free, you will face dire consequences.
Excuse me?
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
So then, you'll turn all our sticks into snakes? Ooh, I'm so scared. That's the sorriest snake I ever seen. You couldn't do better than that.
I was on the spot.
Big deal. So you're better at snakes. I'm still not letting anyone go. Get back to your souvenir shack and take what's-his-name with you before I lose my patience.
So, what's next?
Now, in the Old West, taking a bath was a special occasion. And for the mayor, that occasion came every Saturday morning. But the mayor's bath was about to turn sour. Along with the rest of his week.
Good morning, Mayor.
You two again? Didn't I tell you...
God has sent me to tell you, let my people go!
Guards!
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Tomato juice!
Well, the river turned red, and the mayor wouldn't listen.
Let my people go!
Never!
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
The prairie dog spread, and he still wouldn't listen.
Let my people go!
Nuh-uh.
Hi-ho, Sliver, away!
And the grasshoppers come, and the mayor wouldn't hear it.
Keep away from here, you!
And the cattle fell dead, and he still didn't fear it.
Hi-ho, Sliver, away!
And the pimples came up in every dimension. River turned red, and the mayor wouldn't listen, and the prairie dog spread, and he still wouldn't listen, and the grasshoppers came, and the mayor wouldn't hear it, and the cattle fell dead, and he still didn't fear it, and the pimples came up in every dimension, and the wind blew in, still he wouldn't pay attention.
Mo could not get through.
Mo and Aaron had done everything God had asked, but the mayor still wouldn't budge. So one more plague was visited upon Dodgeball City. The worst, saddest one of all. Oh, it was terrible, but the mayor, well, he had brought it on himself. Now, God told the children of Little Joe to place a sign on their door to keep him safe. But for the rest of Dodgeball City, all of the firstborn boys were taken by the river.
Mo, the mayor would like to see us.
Leave us. Go away, all of you. Get out of Dodgeball City.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way.
There they go.
Good riddance. We're gonna have to figure out who's gonna do all the work now. Who was that masked man?
It's Mo.
Huh?
The Lone Stranger. He's Mo. He just took off his mask.
Give me those. Mo. Round up the posse. I got a score to settle.
Death Valley.
Huh? God wants us to go through Death Valley?
We can't do that! We'll be barbecued!
We'll never try to cross the Red Sea.
Maybe we can just go around and catch up with the cloud on the other side.
I don't know if,
Sir?
Not now. How many could we fit on your buffalo?
Can anybody bring flip-flops?
Sir!
Can't you see we have a... problem?
It's the mayor!
And he's got a posse!
Thanks a lot, Mo. We should have never left Dodgeball City.
Yeah, we'd be better off serving the mayor than dying in the desert.
Perhaps I could ride out and ask the mayor to take it easy on us. Did anyone bring any dodgeballs?
Aaron, the plan, remember? I do the thing with the stick. Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Thank you.
Oh, no. This doesn't look good.
Hey!
This is bad.
In the great painted desert a long time ago, twixt the feet of the Rockies and the Bighorn Plateau, lived a man of great calling, a man of great skill, to trust the Almighty his plan to fulfill.
Oh, you did it, Mo.
Nah, God did. I just followed the plan.
Oh, Lone Stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, Lone Stranger, we sing hi-ho, sliver away.
It's time for a manna buffet.
We sing hi-ho, sliver.
Well, there you go, Matt. It was hard for Mo to follow God's directions.
But he did it, and everything worked out in the end.
Thanks for coming to my house, kids. See you next week. Goodbye!
Bye. Oh, Lone Stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, Lone Stranger, we sing hi-ho, sliver away.
It's time for a manna buffet.
We sing hi-ho, sliver.